Freeform Listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a
I'm already standing.
and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Still the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed at all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I'm lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
The bravest thing I've ever done was to run away tonight, but not this time, not this time. And the weakest thing I've ever done was to stay right by your side, like this time, every time. My mind is somewhere else. That's because it's true. Yes, it's true. It's this stupid pride that makes me feel like I have to follow through, even half-assedly, loving you. Just come out and told you right from the start. I always tell you what I want is this, I guess, cause I wouldn't want to break your heart. You said what the thing that I was gonna do, curl up and die just because of you. That weak, you know. What you think that I was gonna do? Trying to make you love me as much as I love you. How could you be so low? You arrogant man. What do you think that I am? Yeah.
not your fault. I was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face. Until I hit the bottom. But when I faced you in my blank confusion, I realized you weren't wrong. It was a mere illusion. It really didn't make sense just to leave this unresolved. It's not hard to go the distance when you finally get involved face to face.
It's better to feel pain than is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say baby. He got another one that just say hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. Got another one that just say hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Hey, Roy's so cool, that racing fool, he don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. Then you ought to hit him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rapid Roy, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
about. Take those pictures down, check it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. There goes my hero, watch him as he goes. There goes my hero, he's ordinary. Don't the best of them read it out, while the rest of them peter out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around.
On the third record, it's called Next Year. It sounds like this.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this jacket. Grab your coat and let's start walking.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!
We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
The sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough, and I was standing